Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Just returned from Europe where we conducted the Bill Gove speech workshop over in London. And I also did 5 national media interviews on the Die Fat or Get Tough book. And it turns out that the Europeans are just as delusional around this topic of weight loss as we are here in America. Now, just to be accurate as possible in this, the obesity rate in our country is much higher. 66% of the American population is overweight. Half of those people are obese. In the UK, for example, it's 46%. So they're lower than we are, but they're still gaining, no pun intended, gaining in terms of being overweight and obese, just as we are. We're just a little bit ahead. In Australia, by comparison, 50% of the people are overweight and half of those people are obese. So here's what I don't get. I've done interviews all over the world now. I just did the BBC a couple days ago in London, which goes all over Europe, and I keep getting the same response from people. It doesn't matter where they are in the world. And the response is, I'm fat, and it's not my fault. Okay, I've been a mental toughness coach for 25 years, but this is something I'm not really understanding. I work mostly with salespeople, and salespeople, eventually, once you put them in the corner and you really make them understand, they go, okay, I'm not selling as much as I want to, and it's my fault. I get it. If I were a better salesperson, I would be getting better results. And they get it, and they don't like it, but they get it, and then they fix it. And that's what I've been getting paid to do for a long time. But what I don't understand is in this weight loss area, the level of delusion is so thick that otherwise very smart people don't seem to think getting fat is their fault. What they told me on the radio the other day in London was that they said, well, you know, the host said, I can't believe it in America. My gosh, I went there and the portion sizes are so large. No wonder you guys are so fat. And I said, well, our portion sizes are much larger than they are anywhere in the world that I've traveled, but we're losing the obesity epidemic worldwide. It's not just America. We're just the worst offender in the world. But they're losing it in the UK. They're losing it in Australia. We're losing the obesity epidemic on a global scale. So it's not the portion sizes. It's not the restaurants. It's not cortisol. It's not anything else. It's us. It's us. But my question to you as a subscriber to this blog is, why is the level of delusion in this one area so much thicker than any other area I have ever seen by far? I mean, it's amazing. I thought maybe it was just America. Well, you know, I've been doing all these interviews all over the world, and that this book has gone over the world in the last 20 days. I mean, it's just been insane. I'm getting ready to go to New York on next Friday to do Good Morning America and ABC News. And I got a feeling it's going to be the same thing. People just don't want to take responsibility. As I told them on the BBC the other day in London, I'm getting death threat level emails. And you can see there's a couple of very aggressive emails that I've gotten on this blog, but that's nothing compared to the emails I'm getting from all over the world. Death threat level, people calling me everything under the sun simply because they don't want to take responsibility. I mean, let me ask you this. You think any of these people sending these emails, and I'm talking, I've gotten close to 1,000 emails from around the world in the last two or three weeks, I guess. Do you think any of these people are fit? I don't know any of these people. Personally, I'm going to guess every one of them is fat and they're mad about it. Matter of fact, they're pissed off about it. And so they lash out at the messenger instead of heeding the message. Pretty interesting. My question is, why is that? Something as linear and simple as taking food in and exercising it off. I'm not really too complicated, not the easiest thing to do for sure, but not really hard to understand why it works and why it doesn't work. So why is it that this level of delusion is so thick? I want to hear your comments on this because after being a mental toughness coach for 25 years, but writing about this topic for the last 5, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here. I really don't understand how otherwise smart people can look in the mirror, see this fat bulging belly and say it's McDonald's fault or it's someone else's or something else's fault. How does a person of intelligence at any level come to that conclusion. To me, it's almost unbelievable, but this is worldwide. I didn't really know how thick the delusion was outside of America. Well, it turns out it's everywhere. It is literally everywhere. We are getting emails. We've probably gotten emails from 20, 25 countries at this point, just in the last couple of weeks, about this, just attacking the book and the message. Of course, on the flip side of this, and a lot of you that listen to this blog are very fit people, and I know we even have trainers listening to this blog from all over the place. The fit people, of course, love the concept. They love that finally we're growing up emotionally and we're taking responsibility for an epidemic that is going to have, pretty soon, is going to have kids in their early 20s having massive heart attacks because their arteries are so clogged, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and all the things that we, you know, on such an early stage that are going on here. We know this is nothing, there's nothing good about fat. It's all bad. It's unattractive. It's ugly. It will kill you. And it seems that very few fat people will take responsibility. So I want to know, as a Mental Toughness subscriber, why you think this is. I really want to know. And see if we can't get some clarity around this issue. And I don't mean to overload the blog with all this about weight loss, because obviously mental toughness is much broader than this. But it's just I'm living in this world of media calling me every 5 minutes asking about this. And matter of fact, when I was in London, they asked me to their newspaper asked me to comment on the weight issue that the Prime Minister is having. I'm sure that's going to make a headline somewhere. But what I said, but I just said, you know, I think he should take responsibility. He's a role model. He's a leader. He accepted public office, and you know, he's not super fat or anything, but certainly would set a good example, especially to young people, if he were more fit. That's all I said, and boy, they're gonna jump on that pretty quick, I think. So should be interesting to see that come out in the paper. But I'd like to know what you think. I appreciate you following this line of thought for a while here as we go through this media storm with this book, and of course then we'll move on to other topics. But I'd like to hear what you think, and I'll look forward to it. And thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.